Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode of the silsila Madani Faida. And as you know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, for those who are following the silsila, thus far we have reached to page 37 of the Madani Qaida. I do hope your Madani Qaidas are out. If you don't have one, please do obtain one from Maktabatul Madina, the bookshop and the publications department of Dawud Islami, or you may download it from dawoodislami.net, and that's a free download. If you don't have access to internet, then not a problem, you may follow on screen as well. Before we get into today's lesson, please do make good intentions. As the founder of Dawud Islami, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Dawud Barakatuhumul Aliyah, always emphasizes on making good intentions before doing any good actions. And you as well, and myself included, make the good intentions now that I'm listening to the silsila, I'm participating in the silsila for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whatever I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and teach others, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings for reciting Durood-e Paak, salawat or salutations upon the most beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As the beautiful narration says, the person who recites just one time Durood-e Paak or salawat or salat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah azza wa jal blesses him with 10 rewards, forgives 10 of his sins and raises his status by 10 times. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, if we also want these privileges and these benefits, then continue in your recitation in Durood-e Paak and Salawat in abundance, inshallah azza wa jal. Alright, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, thus far we have completed 16 lessons from the Madani Qaida, and today's lesson number 17, is regarding the Maddat. What are the Maddat? What are the categories? Inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to discuss that along with their examples. So do pay attention and try to revise these lessons. Time and time again, the reminder is there that it is necessary for us, especially for us who are learning, to try and rectify our Quranic pronunciations, that we must do our revision and we must repeat that lesson, inshallah, azza wa jal. Alright, if you look at Madani point number one, the meaning of mad is to stretch or to elongate, which means that letter above which is a mad, according to its category, what kind of a mad it is. That's how long we must pull the sound of that letter. We must stretch or elongate the sound of that letter. And there are two causes of the mad, which is the hamza and the sukoon. This you may see on screen or in your Madani qaidas as well. There are six types of mad. There are six types of mad. Mad muttasil, mad munfasil, mad lazim, mad lean lazim, mad arid, and mad lean arid. Alright, I know it may sound difficult, and especially to differentiate which mad is applying where. But inshallah azza wa jal, with repetition, with revision, and the more we revise and practice this, we'll get used to these terms, like the terms before as well. Regarding mad muttasil, if a hamza appears after a letter of madda in the same word, then this is a mad muttasil, which means adjacent or next to. Look at the example. Ja'a. Can you see the hamza? Right? And we can see the mad. The mad is shown in that curved symbol or sign, which is above the alif. Jim, alif. And we have that mad symbol. That is showing us that a mad is here and we must stretch or pull the sound according to whatever mad category it is. When we look at mad munfasil without tashdeed, if a hamza is present after a letter of madda in the next word, then this will be mad munfasil. Munfasil meaning distant or away from. As in the example, fi anfusikum. Here we can see that the hamza is in a, fi is one word and anfusikum is a separate word. So anfusikum is starting with the hamza, which is found in the next word. Alright, so in this example, that mad is a mad munfasil. And mad muttasil, mad munfasil, both of these, we will pull the sound or elongate the sound, stretch the sound from 2, 2.5 or 4 alifs in length. So for example, if we say this is 1 alif, 2 alifs, this is minimum, right? Or 3, 4. Look at the example. Ja'a fi anfusikum. So the minimum for these two mads, mad muttasil and mad munfasil, is 2 alifs in length or duration. Alright, point number 3, mad lazim. If a sukoon asli, you can see these signs or symbols in your Madani Qaidas or on screen as well. If these are present after a letter of madda, then this will be mad lazim. Look at the example. Jannun. And point number 4, mad leen lazim. If a sukoon asli is present after a letter of leen, do you remember the letters of leen we had done in a previous lesson? If a sukoon asli is present after a letter of leen, then it will become mad leen lazim. Alright? As in the example you can see. And whilst pronouncing mad lazim and mad leen lazim, we must pull the sound and stretch the sound of that mad up to 5 alifs. From 3 to 5. So the duration is longer. Alright? Look at point number 5 on page 37. Mad arid. If a temporary sukoon, which means a letter becomes sakin because of waqf, because of a pause or a stop. So that letter becomes a sakin but temporarily. So if a temporary sakin or sukoon is found after a letter of madda, then this will become mad arid. As you can see the example, muslimoon. Look at the noon. The noon has a sukoon. Okay, it has a jazm. But this is temporary because we are stopping there. If it had the fatha, we will say muslimuna. If we are continuing, but because we are stopping, that will be a temporary sukoon. And the last point on page 38 at the top, mad leen arid, is that if a temporary sukoon, that is a letter becomes sakin by virtue of a waqf, a pause, a stopping, is found after a letter of leen, then this will become mad leen arid. As in example, shafatayn. And mad arid and mad leen arid, we must pull the sound up to 3 alifs in duration, in length and extent. Alright, as we can see in the bottom, they say that the advice is there that when we are pronouncing these words, these letters, we should spell them out. And this is very simple. If you look at the example in your Madani Qaidas or on screen, we have G-A. That's your example. How do we spell this out? Jim, Ya. کسرہ جی حمزہ فتحہ ا جی ا. The next example, ضالن ضاد الف لام فتحہ ضال لام فتحتین لن ضالن. So using this example or these two examples, please do spell out this lesson. In the beginning, it is good for us, it is beneficial for us that if we spell these out and then we pronounce those letters or those words. However, at a later stage, we will not have to, it won't be necessary for us to spell out each letter or break it down, break the word into syllables. It won't be necessary. So in your time, please take out those few minutes of your time and do go over these lessons, revise these lessons, especially by spelling out each letter with their symbols, as in the two examples we have just recited now. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All right, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, inshallah azza wa jal, we will begin today's lesson, but we are not going to spell it out. We are just going to pronounce according to the mads, right, their durations, their extent. Keep in mind again that the first two points on page 37, number one, number two, mad muttasil, mad munfasil, these two, a minimum of two alifs in length, that's how much you must pull the sound or stretch the sound, right, up to four alifs. And the others, mad lazim, mad leen lazim, a minimum of three alifs in length, and mad arid and mad leen arid, a minimum, these two, three alifs in length, we must pull the sound. If you keep this in mind, inshallah azza wa jal, it will become simple and easy for us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Jaa. 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 Jaa.
Right, sometimes you need to estimate that, okay, jaa. Since this is an example where we must pull from a minimum of two alifs or two and a half, therefore we must estimate that one alif, two alifs, three alifs, four alifs, etc. In this manner, in the beginning we have to do this, that is the estimation. At the later stage, when we get used to this, inshallah azza wa jal, automatically we'll know that this is more or less the duration of two alifs or three or four or five alifs, inshallah azza wa jal.
Wallahi. Wallahi. Si'at. Si'at. Ulaika. Ulaika.
All right. Another thing, always keep the makharij of each letter in mind. This you must always do. Keep referring to the inner page of the front cover where the makharij of the letters are written down. Memorize it, understand it, and implement and practice upon that when we are reciting the glorious Quran in salah or out of salah. So keep the makharij in mind of each letter. Also keep in mind qalibu sawt. These points, these terms, we must memorize, we must understand them so that we can implement them. We can practice upon them, inshallah azza wa jal. So qareeb al-sawt are those letters which sound somewhat similar, but they are different. Keep in mind the rules, the terms, the laws that we have learned thus far. The huruf, the different letters, the letters of musta'aliya, the letters of qalqala, ikhfa, izhar, idgham, iqlab, the maddat, the letters of leen, the letters of madda. Revise these lessons to such an extent that we memorize and we know them by heart. We know them, we understand them. When we open the glorious Quran and we are reciting we can see that, okay, this rule is applying here. Ikhfa is applying there. Okay, izhar is applying here. In this manner, inshallah, azawajal, then we will be able to correctly pronounce the glorious Quran, inshallah, azawajal.
Hada'iqa. Hada'iqa.
Alright, the maddat, the durations, their length, keep this in mind. Again, we can see the qaf right at the end here in this example is part of the huruf musta'diya. And as we know, the seven letters, whenever we find them, must be pronounced with a thick tone, with a full mouth. Therefore, we are saying hada'iqa and not ika. Ika will be incorrect. Iqa.
Quru'in. Quru'in. Awliya'a. Awliya'a. Bima unzila.
Alright, we can see here that we are pulling or stretching the sound of the meem, but also unzila. Can you tell me which law applies here? Think about it. We see the noon sakin, alright? After this is a za. So which rule would apply here? Ikhfa. The za is one of those 15 letters of ikhfa. And when we find them after a noon sakin or tanween, we must pull or do ghunna, which means the sound must come from the nose area, and we must pull or stretch that sound equal to one alif.
Bima unzila qalu amanna qalu amanna ya.
Keep in mind tafkheem and tarqiq. Do you remember we done in our last lesson, our last episode, regarding when the raw, the lam, must be pronounced with a full mouth, when it must be pronounced with a thick tone and thin tone?
Ya ardu. Ha.
Part of this word. Why are we pulling here? Because we have a ya sakin or ya with a jazm above it and a kasra is before it, and therefore this is a ya madda. We will pull or stretch the sound of this up to one alif.
Ya bani isra. Dhallan. Dhallan. Dabbatin. Dabbatin. Al-ana. Al-ana. الآن الذكرين
Again, keep the makharij of each letter in mind. Differentiate between qareeb and sawt. Keep in mind the rules, the laws that we had learned thus far, and implement them in these lessons and when you're reciting the glorious Quran.
Jannun. Jannun. Mudhammatani. Mudhammatani.
Can you tell me which law applies in the very beginning? That meem, dal, dhamma, mudh. Mud. That's right. Qalqala is applying here because dal is part of the huruf, the letters of qalqala. And therefore, when the qalqala has a jazm or sukun, then that bouncing or echoing sound must be made. But not too much of stress on that letter. Therefore, we'll say mud. Mud.
Atuhajjunni.
Keep in mind the makharij of each letter and keep in mind the shad. When you see the tashdeed, remember that letter must be pronounced two times. Keep that in mind as well. Keep in mind the rules, the laws that we have learned to apply the hunnas where it is necessary to be applied.
Kaffatan. Kaffatan. Al-haqqatu.
Haqqatu will be incorrect. Because remember, qaf is part of the huruf musta'aliya and therefore must be pronounced with a thick tone and a full mouth.
Al-haqqatu. Was-saffati.
Again, sawd is also part of the huruf musta'aliya and therefore we are pronouncing it with a thick tone, with a full mouth. Keep in mind the tashdeed upon the letters. Fa, don't stretch the sound of it too much and say saffati. That will also be incorrect.
Was-saffati. Hajjuka. Hajjuka. Wa hajjahu. وَحَاجَّهُ. تَحَاضُّونَ.
Right here. Firstly, dhad is part of the huruf musta'aliya, and so we must pronounce it with a thick tone. And waw sakin. After the dhad, we have a waw sakin. Before the waw sakin is a dhamma. So this is a waw madda, and therefore we must pull this up to the extent of one alif.
Tahaa. تغضون يحادون.
Keep in mind the قريب الصوت. The previous example we had ضضون, and in this example we have the دال دون. Dal has a more of a harder sound. Its makhraj also. Keep in mind the makhraj of these letters. Dad has a more of a thick tone.
Yuhaduna. Ayyatamassa. أَيَّتَمَاسَّ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ.
Alright, if you remember, part of the explanation we had mentioned that if you are stopping, as you can see that circle there, this is symbolizing a full stop, a waqf, a stop, a pause, all right? And when we are stopping, the last letter, we will make it into a temporary sakin, as we had done now. If we are continuing, then as you can see there, the noon has a fatha. So we will pronounce that noon with its fatha. If we are continuing, in fact, each example, anyway you see in the Quran, some places, we are not allowed to continue, right? Regarding waqf and the different kinds of pauses, of stops, that in, inshallah azawajal, in one of our future episodes, we will touch on that, inshallah ta'ala.
Ya ulil albab. Albab.
Now this ba, the end, you can see it has a kasra. If we continue, we will pronounce this ba with its kasra. And because we are stopping waqf, there's a pause here. Therefore, we are giving it a temporary sakin. And so, qalqala is applying here. That slight bouncing or echoing sound must be made.
Ya ulil albab. Yatasa'aloon.
Here as well. If we are continuing, aluna, and then we'll continue. But if we are stopping, then we'll stop by keeping or giving this noon a temporary sakin.
Yatasa'aloon. Rabbil alameen.
Here as well,
رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ,
and we'll continue. But because we are stopping, that noon is getting a temporary sakin. Keep in mind that the raw, when it has a fatha or dhamma, or fathatain or dhammatain, it's pronounced with a full mouth. Therefore, we are not saying رَبِّ. رَبِّ is incorrect. رَبِّ. Alright?
رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. خوف.
Here as well, when you're stopping, خوف, we are giving that fa a temporary sakin. If we are continuing, we'll say خوفن, and whatever letters or words come thereafter.
قريش. قريش.
The exact same thing applies here, that if we are continuing, we'll say قريشن, and continue with whatever letters or words or symbols come thereafter. When we are stopping, we will say Quraysh, but don't stretch the sound of this sheen.
Quraysh.
This will be incorrect as well. In the normal ma'roof manner, you must pronounce
Quraysh. Quraysh.
Alright, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, lesson number 17 we have completed. But the Madani request is there. Once again, they do go over the notes on page 37 of your Madani Qaidas, go over those notes, understand them, that which mad and how long you must pull that mad for. Mad muttasil, how long, what's the duration that we must pull that mad. Mad munfasil, mad lazim, lean lazim, arid, lean arid. So that we differentiate between these different kinds of mads and the duration that they must be pulled or stretched. Go over the lesson as well, go over the previous lessons. This will help us inshallah azza wa jal. And once again, don't delay. Join the beautiful Madani movement of Dawood Islami, which is actively promoting the Quran and Sunnah in more than 100 different departments across the globe. This Madani movement of Dawood Islami has created a Madani revolution, a Madani revolution in the lives of hundreds of thousands of Muslims, especially our youth. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us to get involved in the Madani activities of this beautiful Madani movement of Dawood Islami. Until next time on the silsila, Madani Qaida. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.